Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Quick shout out to our sponsor Go Native, the New Zealand-based beauty company that ethically sources beauty products from around the world to sell to you for wholesale prices. They've got moisturizers, cold press soaps, some facial masks. They've even got very cool DIY kits so you can start making beauty products using the raw ingredients at home. It's very easy, it's ethical, and it's wholesale prices. What's not to love? Get yourself or someone else some beautiful stuff from Go Native. Check them out at gonative.co.nz.
Have yourself a very merry Christmas.
Fucking hell. There's nothing
Let
worse than someone.
Let your heart be light.
God, that was a little jazzy.
Light.
From now on.
No.
I hope this is all cut.
Stop it.
Stop
it. I hope this is all in it. Okay, so
what's your favorite Christmas song?
Hello and welcome. Stop it.
Feliz Navidad. Is that the
yawning on back?
Don't fucking. I hate when you do that.
Why?
Because then it's a sign that I'm the one who has to carry this podcast.
Wow, okay. Anyway.
I should never be the high energy one in any situation.
That's so lazy of you.
It's not... I do everything.
No.
I do.
You don't do everything.
I do.
You don't.
I do everything.
You don't do everything. You're not a martyr.
No, I do everything.
No,
I do.
Other people do things. So you need to accept that. You do a lot of things, but you don't do everything, okay?
I do everything.
Let's start the podcast now.
Okay.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Boners of the Heart.
Thank you so much for sticking around.
Alice Sneddon and Rose Matafeo.
Which one's which? You'll never know.
Well, people can't actually tell the difference, you know.
Between our voices.
Yeah, we've got very similar voices.
That's so weird because everyone always...
But the content is different. You must remember the content of the voices is very different.
I feel like I always get mocked for my voice. And especially for my VO, constantly, I get mocked.
It's because you've got a very laid-back voice. I think you've got a more laid-back voice than I do. It's leaning back, whereas mine's leaning forward. You know what I mean?
Right, sure.
You're okay. Leaning back in a chair, I'm leaning forward. Desperate for love and affection of the Matter fans.
Yeah. And they give it to you in shovels. Shovels.
I reckon I've lost a few Matter fans, actually.
If anything, I reckon you're gaining. Because what I think happened initially, and this is a theory I genuinely hold, is that I was the underdog of the podcast. Yeah. And as such, my poor behavior on the podcast was rewarded with
heads.
It was charming. Yeah. But as the podcast has worn on, your genuine talent...
Wow.
...has slowly won you the masses of fans, while my inability to grow or expand as a performer has grated
on the ears.
I'm not,
but
projecting.
You know what? You're doing a power play here.
I'm not doing
are
a power
hear.
Play.
I and
don't.
People are going to hear that,
Rose. I assure you, I do not have the strength for a power play.
While I respect that you know what a power play is and you can identify this as not one. I love that. That is you just completely admitting to power playing constantly in other situations. Yeah. You're a Leo. Course. Of course you play power playing.
I'm all power, baby.
Leo. Oh, Leo, Leo, gosh. Leo.
You're a Leo, 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 Leo.
Whoa, very blast from the past. The Kaiser Chiefs, Jesus. Yeah, I loved the Kaiser Chiefs.
Did you?
When I was younger. Yeah, did that. Love them. They were that whole ilk of, you know, your Franz Ferdinand, your Kaiser Chiefs, your block party, you know, etc.
Yeah, okay. Anyway. That's cool. Nah, that's cool.
Shut up.
Don't talk to me like that.
Sorry. Yeah, that was really rude.
Do not talk to me like that. Now, come on.
Sorry. No, Alice. No, Alice. I'm so sorry. That was awful.
My apology accepted.
Really unfair way to speak to you, and it came out, and I have a problem with anger and language.
Yeah. So true, actually.
Yeah, what respectful language.
It wasn't respectful language, no.
It wasn't.
But that's
it
all right.
Came out.
As per my nature, I forgive you immediately upon receipt of apology.
That's so sweet. And as per my nature, I will learn nothing from this interaction. I will not change my behavior in the future.
Or I should have mentioned this in the last episode, actually, but I'd like to make an early apology segment, if I may, just whilst I remember. I would like to officially apologize to my boss/friend who found out about me and my misappropriation of their house keys via the podcast and not just from
my God. I knew that would happen.
And not just directly from me. So,
wow.
Apologies for how that information was communicated. I wish, obviously, that it could have gone down differently. But in a way, I'm also happy that we did not have to have the conversation.
That's the most passive-aggressive way, of talking about it on your podcast.
I know.
Airing your grievances or confessing to stuff via a podcast. Honestly, I think the listenership for this is so niche. I think if we confess to a proper crime, no one would find out. Because not only is our fan base loyal, but also...
There is one thing we...
Keep a secret?
Yes, I think there is one thing and one thing only that we ask of our fans. And that is that they never call the cops.
Discretion. Please, Lex, exercise some discretion here. God, for God's sake.
Nah, that was unfortunate, and I am truly sorry for it. Honestly, I don't think they've ever listened to the podcast before, and I think that happened to be the first app that they listened to.
My mom had to find out that I've had sex, you know, via the podcast.
Yeah,
so that's a huge
obviously. Anyway,
did you ever tell your mom or parents that you when you had sex, like first had sex? Did you? You didn't. Okay.
No, I didn't. I didn't until very recently have an open sexual dialogue with my parents.
Really?
Yeah.
That seems crazy.
It does seem weird, and I don't know why it was weird about it. I shouldn't have been. But now, honestly, now it's like the bloody trap door's been opened, and it's just all coming out.
It's all flooding out.
It's all flooding out. I'm having some very open conversations with my mum that are truly enlightening. And just a joy to behold.
God, wow. Get her on the podcast.
Oh my God. We legit should have her on the podcast. But I think maybe she would cramp up a little. I don't know. It'd be interesting to see.
Yeah, it actually takes a lot of guts to do a podcast. And we're heroes in a way.
Yeah, that's so true. I'm going to try for the rest of this podcast to not laugh.
No, Alice. Literally, that's the only... Why?
I'm sick of it.
And I'm saying shut up, and I mean it. I mean it this time. Because I want you to shut up. and accept that your laugh brings joy and love into the world, and a lot of people enjoy it and listen to this podcast to hear that laugh, girl. Bring it out.
I disagree. So anyway, I'm gonna make an effort to keep it on lock. Let's just say for 10 minutes and see how that feels.
Why are you annoyed about your own laugh? Your laugh inspires me to laugh more in social situations, because I know what energy, that positive energy that brings to a room. And I think people are so withholding with their laughter sometimes.
Oh, that's and so nice.
I find myself, you know, like last night, I was playing board games with some friends, and look, I've said this before, I'm a beta personality wise in the Northern Hemisphere, an absolute alpha in the Southern. But, and I thought I was getting better at being an alpha in the Northern Hemisphere, but I think I know that I'm not one.
I wonder if I'll be an alpha in the Northern Hemisphere.
You certainly will, because when you make food, you put a tea towel over your shoulder, you know, yeah, it's that kind true. Of business.
True, I do. God, a lot of people have been raising that with me recently. I didn't realize that was such a move.
It's quite unhygienic, isn't it?
I don't know.
I have no issue with that. I have no issue with that, because I don't believe in hygiene to a degree.
I don't believe in food hygiene.
Yeah, I know. No, you do. You do wash chopping board quite thoroughly when meat's been.
Oh, yeah, of course. No, of course. But like, in terms of like, I'll put a finger in a sauce and give it a taste.
Of course, like fucking build up.
But
that
there are some people who won't do that. You know,
I find. There are moments. Yeah, it's like people are doing worse shit when you go, you know, when you eat out. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. There's nothing a gorgeous home cooked meal that's had a lot of dirty fingers in it. never come to my house for dinner, clearly. But I was, you know, in a social situation and stuff, and you know, with people, and I get so nervous, like. Putting myself out there in situations, like telling a story, and I think I've just got ahead a real crisis of confidence in everything at the moment, like
in personality. I'm so sorry to hear that.
Well, I don't know. It's just really weird. Like, you know, becoming very self conscious like a teenager again, where you're like, oh, I've lost all the confidence in being like.
Do you
a person.
Think it's because? And I mean this, and not in a way to embarrass you, but do you think what? It's because you've had a really successful year, and so there's been a lot of attention on you, and when there's a lot of attention on you, it makes you feel self-conscious. Yeah,
I think not really. Well, I don't know. Maybe, but not necessarily. I think I'm always self-conscious about.
Mm.
Well, especially when you work in comedy and you're like. Always surrounded by comedians, and like, and I think it's interesting because like, there's an expectation that is when you, if you do anything that's requires like performing, that you must be a extrovert. Well, we talked about this on the podcast about shy introverts and shy extroverts and calm introverts.
No, we didn't talk about shy and calm. We just argued about who was the introvert and who was the extrovert.
So, I want to actually... So, apologies. So there is... Apparently, there is a subset. So, there's shy extroverts and shy... So, apparently, I think I'm a shy extrovert in the sense that... I don't know. I mean, it's really funny to call yourself shy because it's the most bullshit thing to say. I'm shy. But... it's... I'm actually shy. So. It's so stupid.
I know some people who are shy who say they're shy, and I'm like, yeah, I believe it.
Yeah.
But well, more so the only time that I'm shy comes across badly is when you can tell the person is not shy.
Yeah. I was talking to about this is someone, and someone was who I think was quite clearly extroverted, calmly extroverted, was like, shyness is bullshit. It's just being rude. It's just being rude, and people say I'm shy. And I was like... I don't buy that completely, because I think so. So the I think the shyness is rooted in the fact that you are constantly aware of how you're being perceived by other people. So yeah, you're in your own head about things.
Social anxiety.
Yeah, but then people see that as self-obsession, of self-absorption, because you're thinking about how you're being received. But I don't think it is.
It's just people who misunderstand the nature of anxiety and want to find a way to rationalize it because they don't understand mental health. Yeah. So you put those people on the line with me and I'll fucking give them talking to.
I will. But anyway, back to the story. Back to the original thing. I think I found myself becoming too nervous to say stuff.
Oh,
and
Rose.
Like be... Well, you know, because you're thinking about like, oh God, how am I? That wasn't a funny story, was it? So, I mean, I think it's classic me. I think that's being neurotic or whatever. But then I was like, well, I'm just going to laugh. I'm just going to laugh a lot. Be very giving with my laughter.
Yeah. And?
It was great. Because people think you're a good time or an idiot.
Yeah.
But people...
I think people think I'm an idiot. I think that's why I got self-conscious about my laughter.
I don't think people think you're an idiot.
I don't think they do once they get to know me. I think they'll find that I'm fiercely intelligent.
God. Yeah.
Just cutthroat.
Cutthroat intelligence. Anyway.
My fear is like coming across as like a silly, jolly woman. Do you know what I mean?
If you do not call a comedy show that one day a silly jolly woman.
That's
really
my
funny.
Fear.
Social, it's like SJW, but silly jolly woman.
Silly
is
jolly
social justice
woman.
Warrior. Silly
exactly.
Jolly woman.
I'm a silly jolly woman.
No, you're not a silly jolly woman. You are like, you know, if you enjoy it and if you enjoy laughter.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know why I have a complex about it lately, but it's been on my mind a lot.
Well,
mind. I know, I've been trying to rein it in, but it just doesn't work, you know? It just is who I am.
You can't change your personality now. You're set in stone, aren't you?
Do you reckon I'm set in stone?
I think by the time you're 30, you're set in stone.
Actually?
I'm pretty sure.
Fuck.
Like, literally, it's only, like, it's just management now. It's like behavior management, because pretty much, I mean, I'm 26, I think I'm set in stone, so I need to, you just need to accept all your shortcomings because you can't undo them, because you've been
I don't believe that at all. I literally do not believe that.
I don't think you can change, you can absolutely change your behavior, but you can't change your character. I've talked to, actually, our good friend of the podcast, Emma, about this. You can't change your character, but you can change your behavior and be responsible for your behavior. But fundamentally, you can't really change your character.
So can I put to you a hypo? So, say a selfish person who never thinks about other people, they turn 30, and their character is that they're a selfish person. Fucking.
Wow. Selfish
no,
person?
No, no. Yeah.
Selling
just
oysters.
Let me get it out. They are a selfish.
Shucking an oyster. Yep.
Let me get it out.
Okay.
They are a selfish person.
Mm-hmm.
Is their character. But they can become aware of that behavior and actively try to be less selfish. However. Yeah. They will constantly be fighting their true nature of being a selfish person. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I see what you're saying in terms of can changing the behavior change a characteristic?
Yeah.
I think I think it will take years and years to fundamentally change.
But then how do you explain people who are like asshole parents who then have grandchildren and they like calm the fuck down and they become like zen and their like outlook changes? Like, I know so many people like you know, whose parents they like didn't get along with, and now their parents have kind of like changed in their like 50s and 60s into these much more like zen.
Yeah, but I don't think that but it doesn't change that thing underneath. I think it's just because they're changing the way they're interacting with the new generation or new people, because I'd argue
even
that
minus
those...
the, you know, even minus the grandchildren though.
Mm.
What would you argue?
But that's a dark, completely different hypo there. What are you doing? No, so you're no, saying, oh, my parents got nicer as time went on.
Yep.
Yeah, well, I mean...
Not my parents specifically.
But do you think they changed their behavior so much so that they changed a... Like, you would say... You would go from saying that person was an asshole to that person is a nice person. I think the only thing that can do that is our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
No, you know what I mean? Absolutely not. Because here's the thing. I mean, I know your love of Jesus, but I so strongly believe in the possibility of rehabilitation, of like forgiveness.
Oh, good for you.
Oh my God. Don't get up at me because you haven't thought about this in terms of like a criminal context. Don't get on my back because you haven't understood, because you haven't considered the wider implications of this argument that Emma is making. Yeah, tell her I want to chat.
But
I love Emma though.
But you know, but it's like, I think there is a compromise between what we're both saying, in that I think. Rehab, I totally understand that. But it's like, if you gave up smoking, if you were a smoker and you love smoking and you've given up smoking, you are constantly managing that, you know, I'd say you're constantly managing that aspect of wanting to go back to smoking. You know, like, you were a smoker. You don't become a person who's never smoked before or perhaps never wants to smoke again. Like,
yeah, but that's
maybe you
true.
Do. Or like, managing a chronic thing, where it's like, it's not, you are doing a lot of work to manage something that is part of you, in a way. But it doesn't mean that you don't have that bit of you. But I don't know. I don't even know what I'm arguing anymore. But
no,
all I'm saying
mean,
is
I think
that
I,
I'll never I, forget I, and I'll never forgive.
That much is true. And I'll say this, is I often forgive and I regularly forget.
But like, so we were talking about, like, if I'm an emotionally repressed person, which we have not yet established properly.
But you are, carry
diagnosed.
On.
It was, okay, so, that, see that?
What?
That's not something that I can completely change, but I can try and change my behaviour.
No, I think you can become a person who's no longer emotionally repressed.
Maybe that's a bad example because it's less of a characteristic and more of a barrier to something. So
yeah,
say
what is a characteristic though? Because a characteristic is a behavior.
Being self. Yeah. But it's almost like a crystallized behavior. It's like a gallstone. It's like a kidney stone. You know what I mean? It's like.
Yeah, but at what point does the behavior become crystallized? It's like, you know, the story is like, once a cheater, always a cheater. It's like, how many people is it really that you cheat one time and then that is who you are? Or how many people do you have to cheat with before you're like, always a cheater? And then if you do all your cheating before 30, does that mean that you can then.
Go on.
That there's still hope, but if you cheat at 31,
you are dead to me.
You're dead.
Okay, maybe characteristic is that
blue eyes.
You can change that. I guess, like, okay, so self, like being a bit self. Involved. Self-involvement, right?
Okay. Or, I think what we're talking about essentially here is what are the characteristics apportioned to you on account of your star sign?
That's true, actually.
Because if we, and we've, I don't know, if we, have we ever gone through the characteristics of a Pisces? Because it is...
Are you kidding me? We do it literally every other podcast.
Do we really?
Yes, we've gone through the characteristics of being a Pisces. Because it literally, the thing is like, dreamer, creative, sensitive, sad. One of the characteristics was sad.
Strengths, compassionate, artistic, intuitive, gentle, wise, musical, weaknesses, fearful, overtrusting, sad, desire to escape reality, can be a victim or a martyr, Pisces likes being alone, sleeping, music, romance, visual media, swimming, spiritual themes. Oh my god, you always have PowerPoint presentations in your shows. Pisces dislikes.
Yeah.
Know it all. Being criticized. The past coming back to haunt. Cruelty of any kind.
The past coming back to haunt is such a funny thing. Just this talking about casually, soft. Like. I guess I'm really into do comedy and do a bit of crochet. I guess dislikes. my dislikes are, you know.
Yeah, some of them just like, I don't know, I mean, just like, no. Some of them just like regular sorry, stuff, you know, like.
Yeah, yeah, okay, so what am I into? I love swimming in the summer. I love, you know, cooking meals for my friends and, you know, board games and stuff. And so, I guess dislikes. I guess my biggest dislike is, I guess, the ghost of my past running back to haunt me.
Oh my god, it is too good.
Oh god, I know.
Okay, so here's some stuff about the Pisces woman.
Mm-hmm.
Which I think is just, I just love, fuck it. I fucking love this shit.
You me too. Because it gives us meaning. It gives us meaning in this crazy world that's so unpredictable.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Okay, so it says, when your Pisces woman falls in love, her attention will go exclusively to her subject of desire, and she will enjoy every single moment of the rush of the feelings that flood to her heart. As soon as she feels love, she starts acting like a little child.
Fuck's sake.
Certain that her partner could be the one. Her laughter and attractiveness come naturally when she is in love, and she will gain incredible strength from her feelings, as if the world finally makes sense.
This is our problem. This is the problem.
Yeah. It is the rational moments in life that drain her energy out of her, and emotions will charge her battery no matter for how long the relationships last. So I think it's saying you need to get into more casual relationships so that you can recharge your batteries.
But this is literally it, because I've said that. I've said that to people.
Oh my God. I have to read this bit to you. Okay, but don't say what you're going to say. Say what you're going to say.
No, just in that. All I'm obsessed with, and genuinely, the driving force in my life and the meaning of my life is boys. Fucking boys.
Yeah, it's like, pretty wild.
Yeah, like, it's obviously to, like, you know, I don't know, I like making something, all that stuff is great, being creative and doing all that shit, but ultimately, all I am seeking is, a love so great that it will cause me to live forever.
Anyway, and that's it. And that's it.
That's all I'm asking for.
Okay, so this is Pisces woman sexuality. So
I'm reading it right now. So,
do you remember? Don't read ahead. Do you remember when you said on this podcast that you were a sex witch and that any man you had sex with? What's ruined?
I didn't say that they were ruined.
You did.
Fuck you. I didn't
they
say
were
that
they were ruined forever because of how good you were at fucking. So this is Pisces woman's sexuality. Someone might say she is a bit childish when it comes to sex. Shy and sensitive, she will usually pretend that she is a free-spirited seductress, while in fact she may feel bare naked on the inside every time, as if someone looks inside her soul. To truly enjoy sex, she needs a partner to whom she can share real intimacy with. Okay, well, that is not true.
What?
Well, I don't think you need a partner who you can share intimacy with. When she finds someone who makes her feel safe, she will become creative and gladly experiment and try new things.
Oh my God, is that just saying I'll do anal?
It says you're shy, but you will try anal.
Pisces woman, shy, but will try anal.
We'll try anal, like, with a bit of work. Yeah, with the right guy, yeah.
Who, according to the rest of the information, is literally anyone who pays her any attention. So what we're saying is Pisces woman will have try anal with literally anyone.
So I'm going to go through
a couple of... Do you want me to go through a couple of yours?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, cool. So, Leo. Okay, strengths. Creative.
Great.
You're creative. No, we've talked about this. You don't think you're creative, do you?
I don't think I'm artistic. Creative. No, I'm not artistic. Oh, no, you're artistic. I'm creative, but not artistic.
Okay. Passionate. Yes, you are definitely passionate. Generous, of course. Warm-hearted. Absolutely.
Oh, thank cheerful. You.
Cheerful. Totally. Humorous. Okay. But they can't all be right.
What I hate about that is that you read ahead and you're like, I've got the perfect bit.
But yeah. Humorous.
And weaknesses? None.
Yeah. The first one is fucking arrogant, so that checks out. Arrogant. Would you say you're arrogant?
Sometimes. I wouldn't say I'm arrogant, but I think other people would say that about me.
I'd agree with that. I think your confidence and passion could be misconstrued as arrogance, because I think arrogance actually is a very strange thing, like to describe someone as or to say that someone possesses, because I think it's very, very gray as to what that means. I think it's a culmination of lots of other different things. Anyway,
I agree.
Yep, absolutely.
Do you think so?
Yeah, you are stubborn. But I'm stubborn. I am stubborn as well.
And give me one example of when I've been stubborn.
The fact that you never let me, you try and like open these podcasts despite your ability. The fact that you try every and any accent over and over again. You try and you try and you try.
Okay, fair enough. I'd call that perseverant. No, that's not the word.
I think that's literally stubbornness, but.
Okay. All right. Okay.
To be honest, though, I think your stubbornness with room to move. You're stubborn with room to move. Your compassionate stubbornness. Okay. Mm-hmm. I love how, this is a clear reflection of the dynamic between us and the fact that you're a dominant and I'm a submissive, is that you're strong-arming me into turning your weaknesses into strengths. And whereas when you said my weaknesses, I was like, yep, checks out. Mm-hmm, sounds about right.
True. All right, yeah. I will sit silently and take them.
Self-centered. I don't think that's true, that one.
Oh,
lazy.
So. True.
I'd say true in certain aspects, but not in others. Maybe the opposite. Inflexible. I don't think that's necessarily true either. I've got to figure out what your rising sign is, because that changes a lot of things. But anyway, Leo likes theatre. You do?
Yeah.
Taking holidays. Oh, yeah.
I love a holiday.
You're absolutely stoked about that one. Being admired.
Ooh. Okay, yep.
Expensive things. Yeah, you love that.
Do I?
You do. Ooh, I did Google Home.
Hey, that is not that expensive.
Because of surveillance.
My car costs.
But you buy quality. You do buy quality.
Yes, true. I actually brought a lovely piece of art today.
Yeah, exactly. Thanks. Okay. Bright colours. That's a bit weird one. Fun with friends. Absolutely.
Love fun with friends.
Okay. Leo dislikes being ignored. Yep.
Oof.
I'd say that.
Okay. Yep.
Facing difficult reality. Not being treated like a king or queen.
I hate not being treated like a king.
Okay, so people born under the sign of Leo are natural born leaders. They are dramatic, creative, self-confident, dominant, and extremely difficult to resist. They're able to achieve anything they want to in any area of their life they commit to. I'd agree with that with yours. There is a specific strength to a Leo and their king of the jungle status. Leo often have many friends, for they are generous and loyal. Self-confident and attractive, this is a sun sign capable of uniting different groups of people together and leading them as one towards a shared cause. And their healthy sense of humour makes collaboration with other people even easier. Absolutely on the money there.
So true.
Does sound like it was going to start a cult, though.
Yeah, absolutely would start a cult.
Yeah,
here we go. Can I just read Leo woman sexuality, please?
I'm reading that. I'm on it.
Okay.
You can't read your own one. What the fuck is it? You?
Well, I'm just worried that you weren't in the Leo woman category.
I'm in the Leo woman category now, okay?
Okay.
When it comes to sexuality, Leo woman is one of the most liberated women in the zodiac.
Yeah!
Okay, this is the best bit. Yeah. She loves her body and the way she moves.
And this bit, and she usually won't mind a couple of... Sorry? Yeah.
You want to read it.
And she usually won't mind a couple of pounds over her usual weight or the underwear she wouldn't exactly show off to enjoy sex.
What does that mean?
True. It means she doesn't mind being a little bit... Like, she doesn't get self-conscious about being a few pounds above her, resting weight.
But what is that? All the underwear she wouldn't exactly show off to enjoy sex?
I don't have to wear sexy undies.
You don't know you're beautiful, that's what makes you beautiful. Okay, I get it.
Yeah.
There is no reason for her to feel threatened or insecure. And although this can sometimes be the source of certain problems, usually it is quite refreshing for her partners. She understands sex as a natural part of life. And unless she has been badly hurt or shamed in her prior relationships, she will probably be confident, imaginative, creative, which is, we all know, is cool for... I know. Can you trust your Leo woman? You simply know if she loves you or not. There is not much else you need to trust her there is not much else you will need to trust her completely, because her big, warm, beating heart wouldn't let down someone she loves.
That's amazing.
It's really sweet.
But this is Leo woman in relationships. What is the first line in there?
Hang on. Leo woman in relationships. She is not always easy to be with. Yeah. Wow. Amazing. This is so bleak.
Really bleak.
Oh, wow. Can you trust your Pisces woman? It is sometimes hard for her to tell the truth.
That's actually true of you.
Oh, fuck off.
No. I don't mean that in a mean or disparaging way. True. As in, you lie. I mean, you find it hard to confront, you know?
True. No, I don't mean it in a mean way. I mean, what I mean is you lie. You're a liar. So you lie. That's what I mean.
No.
The uncertainty of reactions of some people can be very disturbing to her, and her introvert, fragile nature gives her this inner feeling that she won't be able to protect herself from someone's anger or sadness.
That is so true of you, Rose.
Oh, my God. This is the most basic bitch podcast we've done.
I know, but I love it so much. God, I've been absolutely pouring over my star signs this week.
Because of this, she will often feel the need to be dishonest, especially when she's been burnt by aggressive outbursts a couple of times.
That is 100% true of you.
Wow.
It's so true of you. To the point where I moderate my reactions to you, I reckon.
If
No.
Thank you, and keep doing it, please.
If I'm mad at you, I would never blow up at you. I don't think I'd.
But that's the thing, is that, do you think that's because if I was mad at you, I wouldn't blow up at you? Because I would never.
No, you would never blow up at me. Yeah, I probably am meeting you at your level.
Yeah, so to do that would be quite wild, like, because you would be.
It would be wild.
I would more fall apart to the point where I repress the emotions and until I fall apart inwardly.
Yes, totally.
But, yeah, interesting. So interesting. Can I just read how to choose a gift for your Leo woman?
Yes, please.
Okay, this is great. There are two main types of Leo women. The first believes in natural beauty, and you can recognize this type because they will never wear nail polish, makeup, or dye their hair, and they dress in natural colors. The second type is the woman who seems to glow in the dark. She will wear shiny golden things, a lot of jewelry, and dye her hair blonde or red. Any one of these lionesses likes to be given value, so assess the type and think about things that would show that she is the center of your world. Buy something that shines and something with value, material or other. Take her to the theater. Organize her surprise birthday party, and if you have a chance, walk with her down the red carpet.
Walking down the red carpet is literally my worst nightmare. There is nothing I hate more than a red carpet.
But who's it? And if you have the chance, and then there's a dash.
If you have a chance.
Red carpet. What situation are you? How readily available is that option to you?
How many red carpets a year do you reckon you come across?
One in my life, I think. Well, like five in my entire lifetime.
Yeah. I approximate.
Usually it's because I've got free tickets to something.
Yeah. Oh, God. I hate walking down a red carpet. I would not want that as a gift.
That'd be horrible.
My big fear is that I'll be nominated for an Oscar and I'll have to walk down the red carpet.
Wow. That's the most Leo thing I've ever heard. Your biggest fear is to be recognized at the top of your field and have to do one tiny thing. To physically get you to an award ceremony in which you are nominated. Right.
Yes. No, I've genuinely thought about, like, is it possible for me to skip the red carpet? I mean, I'm like, do it. I mean, like, who will make me walk it, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, maybe my PR company or something. I don't know. I don't know how these things work.
Walking down a red carpet, though, you know what? Okay, so I would love to be, I guess, incredibly successful and famous, sure.
Yeah, of course.
But I don't think I would, actually, because realistically, when you see people in red carpet stuff, like, you know, when you see film, like when you see photos of people on a red carpet, you're like, that's fine, great, they look awesome, go you, whoa. But then when you see footage of people walking down a red carpet,
I know, it's so uncomfortable,
it's so disgusting,
it's awful.
What you have to do. And what you have to buy into, and you're like,
worst nightmare.
Completely. And it's like, especially if you do anything that, like, that
goes well.
Especially if you do comedy, I find when people who work in comedy or any sort of area of creativity where you're actually having to be self-aware enough to make fun of. When you're part of the system that you're now, that you were making money off making fun of in a way. I find that bizarre.
Yeah, it's a bit weird. But then I also think it doesn't really work when people try and do gags with it either. So it's kind of like,
you've got to
dissociate and just be sincere, I think.
Yeah, totally.
And I think it's just weird. Kristen Wiig does it well.
Yes, that's true, actually. That's true. Yeah.
So I think she's the benchmark to kind of look out for, really.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck me. I was going to say something to you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes. I think I've spoken about it before, about how my big fear as well, about that I would get famous and have to be on Ellen, and then I would have to dance.
I think you have talked about that before.
Yeah, that was genuinely a worry of mine. But I'm not worried about it now, because obviously I turned down being on Ellen's show for moral reasons.
Yeah. ones that we won't go into, but yeah, sure.
What we won't go into, yeah.
Have you seen her? She's got a Netflix special.
Yeah, called Relatable.
Ugh. Ugh. Terrible.
I wonder if it's funny. I really hope it is. I thought her early stand-up was so funny.
Yeah, she was very, very funny.
She's fucking funny. Oh man, I'm getting tired.
Oh, look who's yawning on. Look who's yawning on screen. I think that was a great podcast, actually.
It's almost midnight here. Let's really quickly do our bonus. So
No, Alice, I'm calling time on that. Do not do our bonus. Do not do them. Do not dare do them.
Okay.
Okay. Because I think that's the point of this podcast. I think more than anything, we've been more on brand in this podcast, considering our podcast is called Boners of the Heart.
True.
We talked about a lot of heart stuff.
We absolutely did.
And who's listening by now? Who's listening at this point expecting?
No one's listening.
Yeah, so true. Yeah, that was the end of the sentence. Who's listening at this point? I think people just want to hear two gals have a good time.
Oh, no.
And if you want to hear that, please do not subscribe to this.
Someone messaged us on our Facebook page being like, are you going to record any when you're in the same room together? Those are good ones.
Really? That's brutal. I think we've had some that have been like, are you guys okay? Like, are you guys still friends? I think we've had some like that.
I pledge I will always be your friend until the day one of us dies.
Yeah, I think it's true. I think it's true, but don't talk about that. I hope we die at the same time.
I don't. I should go first. I'm 4 years older than you.
I don't want to.
I really want you to speak at my funeral. I reckon you'll kill.
Yeah, okay. I don't want to go to your funeral, but then also, I don't want you have to go to mine.
You have to go to my funeral.
I will come to your funeral. Oh, you mean like, it'll break my heart.
Oh, Rose, that's so sweet. You won't have much longer to live if that's any consolation.
It'll break my heart because I'm not the center of attention and you won.
Yes, absolutely. That makes more sense. Hey, bury me with the tapes of this podcast.
Yeah, I'll record these digital podcasts onto tape. And then I'll bury you with them. I'll unspool the fucking tape onto your coffin as they lower it down.
No, I think I'm going to be cremated now.
Really? It's bad for the earth, though, I think.
Cremation?
Yeah, we've talked about this. Just chuck yourself in a cardboard box under a tree, I'm pretty sure.
That's sorry. Okay. That's what I'm doing. That's what I'll do. I'm fine with whatever. I'm dead.
That, and then I'll do what like Heathcliff did in Wuthering Heights and knock the... And when I die, I'll knock the side of your cardboard box out and get us holding hands under a tree. So we can finally be in the same room to record this podcast.
Record a podcast. Stunning.
Yeah, stunning end. Anyway, thanks for listening. As always, we've got many shows going on up here in the UK for any of our UK listeners. Bone of the Heart, February 11th live show at Soho Theatre. And then the next week, Alice Sneddon performing live comedy for your enjoyment.
I'm doing my hour show from Edinburgh. Please come and see it. I've got loads of tickets to sell. And if you're in Auckland, I'm also doing a preview before I head.
Just say that it's like in demand. Say that it's like
that isn't.
Bring bring.
Okay. yes. No, I'll take this one. Yeah. Hello, you're on the line with Boners of the Heart. We're actually just wrapping up the podcast. So
Hello. Sorry. Hi. I just heard on the podcast that you're selling tickets to Alice Sneddon's show, and just wondering if there are any tickets available because I would love to come.
Yes, yeah, there are plenty available.
Are there? Oh, well, that doesn't seem like it's a good show because if there's lots of tickets available, then no, maybe it's just that, then may no no I'll, I might
I
go
just haven't
else.
Done any I mean, promo I, offer.
I,
I've
I think
just,
Dreamgirls no. is still on, so
no, please no. It's just because horrible. I haven't done. I know, that was painful.
Do you want to try that again?
Can I be honest? In the middle of the call, I just saw the biggest spider I've ever seen in my entire life. and I was literally shitting myself.
Oh my it's god! I'm so
scary,
with
the
it.
Spider. It's eyes.
Oh my god! You need to get out of there.
It's about. It's not that big. It's about the size of a 20-cent piece. But it's thick. I actually don't want to stay in this room.
Okay, please. I hope Tim and Right Names of the podcast skip this episode, part two, feet spider.
Oh my god, I'm worried it's going to get in my slides or some shit.
All right, goodbye everyone.
Listen,
thanks for listening.
Come see us live in London and listen to this podcast and have a Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Bye. Bye.
Don't die, Alice.
Thanks again to our sponsor, Go Native New Zealand. They've got recipes, videos, and 2 decades of experience to help you make your own beauty products. Check them out at gonative.co.nz.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.